From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran saying hello once again and welcome to the program. It's good that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes as we bring God's Word in message and song. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series in Mark's Gospel. But before he comes to speak, let's hear this beautiful hymn, Nearer My God to Thee.
Good morning, everyone. We're happy to have you join with us again. We're continuing that study of the portion that comes at the end of chapter 4 of the Gospel of Mark, the stormy lesson for the disciples on the Sea of Galilee. We made a start on that study last Monday morning, and we're going to continue it in just a minute or two. Now we're going to have a hymn from the Salvation Army. It's entitled Every Day, Every Hour.
Thank you.
Let's open our Bibles then at Mark chapter 4, and we will continue our study of the disciples learning a very important lesson in the midst of a storm. We noted how that we may well be doing that which the Lord Jesus has commanded us to do, and yet still run into problems and difficulties, hardships and afflictions. For this storm on the Sea of Galilee engulfed the little ship on which were the disciples and the Savior himself as they crossed the Sea of Galilee at his command. If you look at the verse 35, it says at the end of the verse, "Let us pass over unto the other side." And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. He had been using this ship as a pulpit, as it were, addressing the people from the deck of the ship as it was floating there at the shore of Galilee, and he was addressing the people gathered around the shore. And now he's going to cross to the other side, for he has other people to preach to. And it is while they are doing this, going about such a godly work, going on the strict and clear command of the Lord Jesus, obeying him, that they ran into trouble. And we did emphasize last week how that you may well be engaged in the work of God. You may well be living in obedience to Christ, but that does not mean that you will be absolved from difficulties and from troubles. How many people, when trouble comes, hold up their hands and say, What did I do wrong? Well, many people who say that, of course, you could write a book on the things that they're doing wrong. But many Christians who basically are seeking to live for the Lord, when they encounter trouble, they still hold up their hands. They say, "What did I do wrong?" Maybe with some justification. But at the same time, we must learn that trouble will come to us as Christians. That's part of our Christian lot. So don't be despairing. Now let's come to the second point that we want to look at, and it's this. In the midst of this storm, the Savior gave the appearance of complete disinterest. For it says that he was asleep. Verse 38. He was asleep. It seemed he was paying no heed to what was going on or to the danger that God's people were in. But how wrong that would be. For as the psalmist says, "He that keepeth Israel, he neither slumbers nor sleeps." Dear Christian, if it appears to you that God has forsaken you, that in your midst of your trouble, God is paying no heed whatsoever to you. Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong indeed. The disciples here made a very serious mistake, and they spoke ill-advisedly. For it says in the verse 38 that they awake him and say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" What a thing to charge the Son of God with. "Carest thou not?" I know, Christian, that you would shrink in horror at the thought of uttering those words. But let us be honest. There are occasions when we think in these terms. We say within our heart, we think within our mind, "God doesn't care about me." That's a dreadful thing to say. In 1 Peter, the chapter 5, the verse 7, we read those, I can only call them beautiful words, for that's what they are. Peter says, and remember, this is the man who on the ship was amongst those who said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" Here is a much wiser Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Peter was no longer one who read, as it were, the heart of God by what appears to his eyes. Christ was sleeping. Therefore, the disciples concluded he couldn't care. And oh, I tell you this, that was entirely wrong. That was entirely wrong. The whole purpose of Christ in this incident was for the good of his disciples. He cared for them, all right. Oh, never charge the Lord with not caring for you. Dear Christian, I tell you, he cares for his people. He loved us so much he gave himself to die on Calvary for us. The love of the Lord Jesus for his people is written in the crimson blood of Calvary. We can never, never doubt the Savior's love. We have but to stand in the shadow of the cross, and we there see how much he loved us. Oh, never charge Christ with not caring. Never think for a moment, no matter how things appear to you, that you have ceased to be an object of love in the heart of Christ. Our names are engraved on the palms of his hand. You recall how it was with the high priest. He wore a breastplate upon which were precious stones, and engraved on those stones were the names of the tribes of Israel. And when he went in and stood before God to intercede for Israel, he bore the names of the tribes of Israel upon his breastplate. The Lord Jesus Christ has our names engraved on his heart. Oh, he loves us. Don't doubt for a moment, dear friend, that he loves you. Dear Christian, avoid the sin of these doubting disciples. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.